Sylvester, you make me feel mighty real. On Vectis Radio FM 104.6 and online, I'm Tom Jackson. I'm in covering for James and Judith. Caroline Diamond is just outside. She accompanied me for the first hour talking about weird and wacky news. And who do I have accompanying me at the moment? I have two lovely people from Network Ride. I have Lisa Jolliffe and my mayor. I made an error earlier on mispronouncing the name, and I didn't want to have a faux pas. I didn't want to make it wrong twice. No, I want to make a good impression. Yes, they've come to join me to talk about Network Ride. And what is Network Ride, you may ask? That is exactly what I am about to ask. So for those, that was an awful intro, I'm sorry. For those who don't know, could you give like a brief overview of kind of what Network Ride is? And kind of what it does.
Yep. Hello, and thank you very much for inviting us in.
That's fine.
Network Ride is a youth service provided by Ride Town Council. So we're really lucky in Ride that the Town Council really believe in providing services for young people in the town. They co-funded a previous youth project that ended in March 2017 when the funding ended, and then decided that it was really important to have that youth service, so they set up Network Ride. So we were established in April last year, and we started with doing different activities around Ride, making sure that we still had some activities and support for young people, while our really big project, which is a dedicated youth cafe, was being established and refurbished. As you can imagine, that took a little bit of time.
I've seen pictures and it looks amazing. Where did the idea around the kind of youth cafe kind of come about? Was there any other ideas? Why is it a youth cafe specifically?
That came from young people. So in the previous project that was in Ride, I was involved in that project as well, and we did a survey, we did a consultation at Ride Academy, and we asked the young people, the students there, what would you like to see in Ride? What do you want from a new youth provision in Ride? And a lot of them said, yes, some sports stuff, some activities, things like that. But a lot of them said, actually, we want a safe space where we can hang out with our friends. So that was the kind of driving force here, that we created a safe space where the young people could come with their friends and hang out. And they did also tell us that they didn't want it to be called a youth cafe or youth space or youth zone. So we use that wording, but actually we call it 147. We're based at 147 the High Street in Ride, opposite Iceland, and we call it 147. So the young people now have a dedicated space that is for them. And Maya's going to tell you a little bit about that in a minute. But while we were getting that ready, we did a lot of work around town. So we did a lot of activities around, and then 147 opened in January this year.
It's an amazing thing, and as you said, there are a lot of very cool, good kind of activities that you run and kind of schemes that work through 147, and we are going to learn a little bit more about that after some Queen. Queen with Innuendo, a Queen song that I've never heard of, but very much like now. This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6 and online. I'm Tom Jackson. I'm in covering for James and Judith. And I have Lisa and Maya. Every time. I'm so sorry. I've got Lisa and Maya in from Network Ride to talk everything to do with Network Ride. So we just kind of give a brief intro to what Network Ride is. And we were going to talk about some of the things that you've already done in and around Ride. So,
It's really important for us that Network Ride works in partnership with other organisations. That's very much the network part of our name. So part of what we were doing was to put on activities while 147 was being refurbished with other organisations. So we did some volleyball and paddle tennis down on Eastern Gardens during the summer, which was great. But we also did some skate park summer sessions, which John Cattle Skate Club did, and we co-funded those. He does those in quite a lot of different skate parks across the island. They're fantastic. And then when it got cold, we needed to move the game sessions indoors. So we developed a partnership with Waterside Pool down on the seafront in Ride, and they were brilliant. So they developed some water-based game sessions for us. So water volleyball, water polo, synchronized swimming, rookie lifeguard stuff. So it was really cool. And the young people got to choose which bits they wanted to do down at the pool. That was every Wednesday night. Those sessions have now finished because theoretically it's getting warmer.
So, fingers crossed. I mean, it was raining this morning.
I liked your weather forecast earlier for the weekend. That's good.
It was very smooth.
Very nicely done. So hopefully we'll be getting back out again and doing some stuff outside. But in the colder months again, we hope to bring that relationship with the pool back in again. And we also did a Halloween masks workshop with a local artist called Hannah George at Ryde Library. So it's working with different artists, with different specialists and different venues on how we can come together to put things on for young people so that there's a varied amount of stuff in Ryde for them to do.
Yeah, no, that, I mean, that all sounds amazing. I mean, I'm in Cowes, so I'm missing out. I'm clearly missing out on the all of the amazing things that are going on in Ryde. I mean, Ryde is the place to be, it seems. I'm really missing out. But we're going to talk a bit more about some of the stuff that you're doing at the moment at Network Ryde after some Tom Walker with Leave a Light On. S Club 7, Reach, specifically for the stars. This is Vectis Radio FM 104.6 and online. It's me, Tom Jackson, in for James and Judith, and I'm joined by Maya and Lisa from Network Ryde to talk everything about what they're doing at Network Ryde and all the amazing things that they're doing for young people. Yay! Need a confetti cannon, but I don't have one. So we were talking before the break about what they have already done, but the real question is, the real question on the tip of my tongue is... What is Network Ryde doing at the moment for young people? Because I'm very interested to hear what is on the schedule. So I'll pass over to Maya to give pass on the details.
So basically we do our after school drop-in sessions. The idea of the drop-in is that the young people can come in and out as they wish. It's Monday to Friday. And it is from 3 till 6. Some young people come in at 3, straight after school. Some like to go home, do whatever at home, and then come back. But yeah, the idea is to be a drop-in. So they can come in, go on the iPads, the iMacs. We've got the Wii, the Xbox, all the things that we thought young people would like to learn them in. And then we also do offer free hot chocolates and toast, because the main thing is we didn't want there to be a barrier coming through the door, or we don't have any money, etc. So, we offer the free hot chocolate and 2 slices of toast each. And then they can come in. It's just a safe space for them to be with their friends.
Yeah, that's just that's great. It's great stuff. I mean, it's good. It's good, it's great. I love that. And we do have some local music now, Loser Token with Next Summer. But when we come back, we can talk about some of the other things that Network Ryde are doing in Ryde. Loser Token, Next Summer. Some amazing local music on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6 and online. Now, I'm Tom Jackson. I've been filling in for James and Judith this Wednesday afternoon show, and I'm currently joined by Maya and Lisa from Network Ryde, and we've been talking about all the stuff that they've been doing and some stuff about Network Ryde, what it is, what they do, and we talked about their drop-in sessions just before that track, and I was going to ask, what kind of other things? Is there any more that you offer for young people apart from the drop-in sessions?
Yeah, so obviously other than, like I mentioned, the Monday to Friday drop-in sessions, we also do concentrate on some evening sessions as well. So on a Monday, we do the short breaks art and craft session with young people with gateway cards. This is an Isle of Wight council scheme. We have a local artist, Jo, that comes in. She's great. She does lots of different things. She also listens to kind of what the young people want, and then each week she changes it depending on what the young people were interested in doing that week. So that's great fun. Also on a Tuesday morning, we have the Wheatsheaf Trust program in for young people aged 15 to 24. So they're the young people that aren't in education, employment or training, so it's really important for them to have a safe space that support to come to us. and they do that on a Tuesday morning. We also do the Duke of Edinburgh's Award on a Wednesday evening. Currently, our three members of staff that do that aren't here with us at the moment, but between them, they have a lot of experience doing that award. So we have probably about 15 young people that come to do that, and you have to be 14 to do that. But that's extremely popular, and they're having great fun doing that.
They're currently working on learning skills for going out and doing their expeditions, and they'll be going out doing expeditions with the other members of the team in a few months.
I know a couple of people who did DOV, and it is a really, really fulfilling experience and a great thing to take part in if you can. And yeah, so we have some ads. There's some more. I'm sorry. We do have some ads coming up, but we have a couple more things that Maya was going to go through before we go to that.
It was just the one more thing, actually. It was just on a Thursday. We do a drop-in from 12:30 till 2:30 for young people that are home-educated. So we do that in the day. And then Thursday evening, we do an Xbox and Wii tournaments night for years 10 and 11.
Amazing, amazing stuff. Now, back to those ads that we were talking about earlier. We do have some ads now, then some JLS, and we also have some Derek Sandy afterwards, and then we'll be talking about the future. Yes, the future. The one, the only Derek Sandy on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6 and online. Ooh, now... It's me, Tom Jackson. If you didn't know, I've introduced every link with who I am. I hope you know by now. I'm Tom Jackson. I'm in covering for James and Judith, who I believe are off in London at the moment, up in the capital. I hope it isn't as drizzly and rainy up there as it has been down here this morning. But I am joined by Maya and Lisa from Network Ride to talk all things Network Ride, surprisingly. And we've talked about what Network Ride is, what they do, what they have on offer, and what they have been doing for young people in and around Ride. And what I was going to ask Lisa was, where do you see Network Ride going in the future? Because you've got an amazing base here. Where's the target? Where are we heading from now?
Yeah, that's a great question. So now that 147 is open and young people are coming in, we can now develop and build on that. So we're going to be continuing the young people's involvement. So a few weeks ago, they asked for a bake-off. So we did a big bake-off competition and 11 cakes were delivered and judged. Zoe, the chair of Ride Business Association, came and helped us judge. So that was great. And they asked for smoothies. So we did a smoothies day last week. We have a feedback box. So lots of young people involvement going forward. And that network part of Network Ride, so the partnerships. We're building on relationships with the Youth Trust, with Breakout Youth, with lots of different organisations. And we want to get some experts in to help the older young people with issues around sexual health, mental health, drugs, alcohol, support around any issues that they might want support with but not feel confident or like they want to go elsewhere to seek that support. And Ride Town Council are really committed to youth provision in the town. So this is the beginning for Network Ride, and 147 is, like you say, a brilliant base for what we're doing. But we'll continue to do the work with other organisations and partnering and developing the network side of it now.
Yeah, I mean, the sky is very much the limit here. Now, I was going to ask, Maya, how can people get in contact with Network Ride? How can they get involved with what is going on?
So we have our just our normal landline number, which is 01983 300 128. Obviously, not a lot of people use phones anymore. It's more social media. So we have our Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. And if you'd like and follow us on that, it's just at Network Ride.
Yeah, all of the details right there. So that is it. We have actually almost got to the end of the hour. It's gone so quickly. It's been a pleasure having both of you in.
Thanks very much for having us.
Yes, and it's been... Oh, I've accidentally knocked the dust. Oh, dear. But, it's been a pleasure having you. Caroline Diamond is going to be coming back in with Older and Wiser to take us to 4 o'clock. And all that's left to say is bye from me and bye to Maya and Lisa across the desk. And here's some Marvin Gaye to take us up to the news for 3 o'clock.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, your station, your community.